Hello and welcome to the Refine with Elle and Al for the week of September 26th. I have hair stuck in my mouth.
Good time.
Yeah, hello. I'm trying to sound super peppy because at the beginning of last week's podcast, I felt like I sounded real low energy to borrow from
tired.
Donald Trump. A little tired, yeah.
I didn't think you sounded tired at all.
Thank you.
But you sound extra peppy, and I like that.
Pep in my
And we did some jumping jacks to get ready.
So we
like the blood is flowing. Let's go.
It's a podcast about sports. We got sporty before we started.
We got really sporty.
So it's been a big week.
Big week. What do you think the theme is for this week?
Well,
it was Media Day.
Media Day,
on Monday.
Yeah. Obviously, there's been a lot going around with Media Day. My two Media Day highlights were The Ringer wrote a piece on Klay Thompson, where they talked about how he just feels like a different person now because all the spotlight's off of him. And then they talked about how his dog pooped on the Dodgers field when he threw the first pitch. The dog just pooped in the middle of the field.
Is that a thing? Are you allowed to bring your pet when you are honored with the task of throwing the first pitch? Like, can I just be like, oh, I'm going to bring, like, my eight, like, second cousins and my dog?
Super unclear, but I think they made an exception for Rocco because Klay and Rocco are a totally package deal. And then my other favorite that I just don't think we can skip over.
I'm so glad that you figured out a way to get Rocco
and
Klay Thompson's dog in the first, like, 30 seconds of the pod.
I wasn't even planning on it. I was an ambush.
I feel like you planned to do that.
No, I really didn't.
All right.
But you said Media Day, and I had to.
All right, Media Day.
Okay, this is my last Media Day thing. James Harden's short shorts.
Short. Taking it back.
How long? Who do you think? Follow up question. Who's the next player to show up in short shorts?
Russell.
Right. But there's a part of me that thinks that now somebody else did it, Russell won't do it.
Okay, let's think about this. In all seriousness or in irony?
In all seriousness, I'm going to go. J.R. Smith. You have to have it. You can't be like.
I'm going to go Joakim Noah.
You're
like a French thing.
Like a man
like
bun
a,
and short
like a
shorts.
European.
Yeah. European.
French. They're still. It's
imagine
still
like a Gasol in those shorts, though. That's going to be awkward.
Either of them. Any of them.
Anyway, so cheers to the short shorts.
Yeah.
Right. So. It's all well and good in Media Day, and we are excited. It made us excited for the season.
Very excited for the season.
Some people weren't so excited for the season, so they decided to just drop out altogether.
Like, you know what? I'm done.
I'm done. So this week, this year, has been big, kind of in all sports for retirement. Tomorrow night, I'm going to Poppy's last game at Yankee Stadium.
Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
Not just any Poppy, the big Poppy.
Yeah, the biggest of Poppies.
David Ortiz.
Yeah, I'm going to his last game at Yankee Stadium.
He's a legend.
We had, Jeter recently retired. A-Rod, I wouldn't say retired, but...
A-Rod's still scamming on ladies outside of Ellie's apartment.
Yeah. But basketball has seen its own fair share of retirements this year.
Indeed it has.
Most recently.
It's a year that we're losing a lot of greats.
A lot. So most recently
was Paul Pierce.
Yep.
Who announced, I mean, this is kind of becoming a theme to write a little thing in the Players Tribune.
What are your thoughts on the Players Tribune?
I'm a big fan of the Players Tribune.
How often do you read the Players Tribune?
I honestly will not read it until I see, this is so sad, until I see someone else like tweet about it. I don't think I follow the Players Tribune on any social media.
I couldn't agree more. And I actually, every time something like this comes out,
it just ends up trending. And then I see it.
But the problem is, anytime something like this comes out, then I go and do a deep dive into all the things. Like, all their pieces that they had during March Madness, for example. Paul Pierce wrote.
I can't say enough about Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield was, oh my God, exactly. So they do all this great stuff. I go into a deep dive. I'm like, I love the Players Tribune. I'm going to read it a lot more. When Kevin Durant had credentials to be a sideline photographer at the Super Bowl, that made my life.
And Kevin Durant announced why he went to Golden State on the Players Tribune.
On the Players Tribune. So, huge fan of the Players Tribune, but it is not in my daily or even weekly reading. So how is Derek Jeter going to up that readership? I signed up today.
Did you?
Yeah, so today when I went to read the Paul Pierce article, it asked me if I wanted to sign up. And you know what I thought in my head? You know what? I do want to sign up.
You know when that pop-up comes up and says, do you want our weekly newsletter? You said, fuck yeah, I do.
Fuck yeah, I do. And the thing is, it made me realize that's how you build a brand. Like, they've given me consistently good content about the players. Mm-hmm. All the big announcements are there. And so I was like, yeah, you earned my vote.
I honestly, I don't know why it seems, it almost seems like under advertised, right?
I think they're taking like the HBO, their HBO to, you know, everybody else's Fox or like their Vanity Fair to everybody else's Us Weekly.
And there aren't ads for the most part.
Yeah, no.
And that is lovely, and maybe that's why.
Because I think it might be a for-profit company.
It's
I don't
not
know,
meant to be for-profit.
It doesn't matter.
It's like, meant to be a forum.
For a forum for the player. Their Tribune, if you will.
It's all the Players Tribune.
Anyway, so after that, I think much needed. We've never talked about the Players Tribune. I don't think not in detail.
Not in detail. We've only referenced articles.
Right.
On the Players Tribune.
Yeah, but I think it deserved that fair shake. Right. So, but back to retirement, the real topic at hand. Paul Pierce
and
retired.
Paul Pierce.
It's been really hard for me because he is a... So here were my two reactions to Paul Pierce. One was an immediate sending of...
Sweatband?
Yeah. No, I sent
on... Have I ever seen him without a sweatband? It's jarring.
I sent on Instagram the... Instagram from ESPN or whatever that said he was retiring to both my brothers and said, is it bad that my first thought was, oh my God, he's still playing basketball? Because our family is huge Kansas fans.
Right.
And so Paul Pierce has been playing basketball at a high level for basically like the entirety of my life that I can remember.
I think this is either his 18th. Or 19th year.
Yeah, really. I mean, I think he entered the league in, like, 99 or 98 or something. And so, you know, some of my most vivid memories of my childhood were my little brother stealing my older brother's Paul Pierce jersey and them getting in, like, fights over the Paul Pierce jersey.
Physical fights.
And Danny was much, it was Tommy's jersey, Danny's much smaller, and so he just proceeded to wear this jersey like a dress for his entire youth.
Aww,
and would never
Danny.
Take it off. And he loved Paul Pierce, and so the fact that Paul Pierce is, you know, he was still a difference maker in, like, the Wizards series, 2 years ago, and then he's on the Clippers. I think it's awesome that he gets a closeout in L.A.
I mean, where he's from. I agree. I mean, the man can shoot. That's what I think of. I think of just, like, when the Celtics really were terrible, but you'd still be like, well, they have Paul Pierce, so...
Yeah, he's so clutch.
It's fine. And then, I don't know, I was, like, on kind of the bandwagon when the Celtics won in 2008.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And I was really happy for him.
I was
I was also happy for KG, who we will get to in a second.
Yeah, let's get there.
Do you want to get there?
Yeah.
Well, the one thing I wanted to say about Paul Pierce was...
Great.
I enjoyed how he... Did you see the little video that was on the Players Tribune?
Oh, too? Yeah, I had thoughts on that.
And he said, like... He's like, you know, I paid off my mortgage. It's time to ride off in the sunset. And I was like, isn't that what normal people say? Like, not NBA players?
Maybe then, he has the Ellie Hagedorn issue of money.
And I'm going to go buy sweet tickets to the Adele concert and call it a career. I was like, is this what, like, retirement means? We paid off the mortgage? But I guess, like, NBA players, they're just like us.
They're just like us.
Yeah.
My thought, I couldn't get past on that video how much I hate
his
facial hair.
Button down?
No. Both. I don't...
It wasn't the most favorable look for him.
So, first of all, the scraggly was bad enough. He's always done the scraggly, and I'm not a fan of facial hair as a thing in general. Sorry, men. Like, do whatever you want. Some of you look good in it. But, I'm not a fan in general. But, he has the particular type of facial hair that I hate so much, which is the... bottom goatee that goes about a centimeter off the chin and is just scraggly, a la Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. Mm. And I would pay in a charity auction an obscene amount of money that I'd pay the $100 million that we won last week just to go and shave off all of their little goatees. Because I have to look at them so often and I find them so gross.
It's really gross, but speaking of, like, a charity auction,
yes.
I showed you the other night what my dad won in a golf auction.
Yeah.
Which I just have to share because
only
I would receive a text message from my father that says, I just won a basketball signed by all the first round draftees of the 2016 WNBA draft.
You're like, God, Dad, you should sell that thing on eBay.
And I don't even want to tell you how much he paid how little he paid for it, but it was, like, the funniest text I've ever received. And I texted back and I was like, oh boy, all of us are going to have to fight over that one.
He's so cute.
But it actually is. It was cute.
Yes.
But just remember, everyone, there's hidden gold in silent auctions.
Right. Silent auctions.
Silent auctions.
Speaking of silent.
Or golf auctions, I should say.
True. Silent. KG's pretty silent.
KG's really silent.
Yeah. Until he gets angry.
Until he just retires and is like, what did he say? Oh, on his Instagram was, let this ish begin.
Yeah.
Referring to retirement with just a baller pic of him with a huge stogie in his mouth.
Do you follow him on Instagram or did you see this Instagram on Twitter?
I now follow him on Instagram.
Okay.
Can you explain to me why his handle is...
Tick Pics.
What does that mean?
Because they call him the Big Ticket.
Oh.
And it's pics of him.
Okay.
Tick underscore pics. But let me tell you about Tick Pics as a name. Frequently, Kevin Garnett...
I mean, it rhymes with something else.
True.
Is that what you were going to say?
No, it was not. But Thank you, Carlos Danger, for that reminder.
Anthony Weiner should make his Instagram handle the other thing that I'm thinking of. Sorry, moms.
Okay, but Kevin Garnett, for all of his many high points, the many good things about Kevin Garnett, is a terrible Instagrammer.
Oh,
like, I love it because it's hilarious when you look at his feed. But when it just pops up on your feed, oftentimes he's not in the photos, or it's super far away, or it's, like, a side angle of his face. He's a terrible caption writer, but they're hilarious. But so you just are scrolling
through. They're hilarious, but are they hilarious because they're terrible? Yes.
They're hilarious because they're terrible. Yeah. And the best part is some of these guys have, like, flashy Instagrams. They clearly have a person in charge of running theirs. Kevin Garnett is very clearly in charge of running his. But with the name Tick Pics, I don't even know it's Kevin Garnett 90% of the time. And so I'm just like, who the hell is this? And so I then will click it to unfollow them and then realize it's Kevin Garnett and I get a good laugh, like, looking through the feed. But this has happened to me no fewer than 5 times.
You tagged me in the one photo of him at the museum being like, I don't know what I'm looking at here, or like, this is mind-blowing. And I didn't know who that was. I thought it was like I thought it was like a rando funny account. And here it was Kevin Garnett, like, at a museum.
That was a crazy photo. If you haven't looked at the Kevin Garnett front of the statue,
I urge everyone to go check out Tick Pics right now. And
that's
also,
Tick with a T. Tick with a T.
In his profile, it just says, keep that ish fly as hell.
I feel like Kevin Garnett always had, you know, the reputation for the angry face, and he had a temper, let's say.
Oh, yeah, he was.
But I feel like his Instagram has really shined a new light on. For example, one of my favorites is a pic stitch he did of his golf lessons. And it's like, not only did Kevin Garnett take these golf lessons with this middle-aged dude, then he had someone take pictures of them. Then he went and made a pic stitch of it, which meant he also downloaded pic stitch because he wanted to make a collage. All of those things make me smile so much on the inside.
Yeah, so this means he cares.
He cares!
And what I noticed also with the museum pic is maybe he does have someone helping him because someone's around to take pictures of
his
him.
His wife!
We didn't even talk about his wife.
Oh, did you not see? Then there was a picture of him. Oh, this was my favorite. Him.
He's in Rome right now, by the way. Right. Really enjoying retirement.
Him, his wife, and their 2 kids. I shouldn't say his wife. It might be his partner. I don't know if they're married. But they're 2 kids.
We're open to all relationships.
Yeah, all love. And so, and 2 kids, they're on the beach. And all that the caption says, I wrote this down, it says, non-needed, parentheses, caption, dot, dot, dot. Like, this pic is so cool, it doesn't need a caption.
Oh,
it was just like, yeah, because it was his pic of, like, this is what I'm doing in retirement, yeah. People, what's up? Don't even need a caption. So, anyway.
Keep that as fly as hell.
I am deeply excited for Kevin Garnett's post-NBA Instagram career.
It looks like he's already, again, it looks like he's already off to a great start.
He's thriving.
Also, I just had this thought while you were talking about his wife.
Yeah.
So, I think we may have jinxed one of the couples that we were talking about last week. Because did you note on Media Day that I believe it was Pat Riley who said Kevin, Chris Bosh's career.
I think it's over. Is it
basically over? Yeah. And all I could think about when I saw that headline was, poor Adrian Bosh.
I know, Adrian, and you know what? I just love Chris Bosh. He codes. He's a coder.
So he'll be fine.
He'll be fine. He'll be coding.
He'll be fine.
If he needs a job, I work in technology. Call me, Chris.
And we found out, too, that NBA players actually have great 401k plans.
True.
And the NBA will match
right.
140% of whatever they contribute.
It's a really good match plan.
Yeah. I don't know all the details, right. But I got this from my inside source.
I just want to back up and say that these two retirement announcements this week, both were fitting because they were together,
mm-hmm.
and they were obviously teammates and I think good personal friends.
And of the really same, nice. Generation same generation of NBA players and stars.
But I think what it really did for Ellie and me, and this probably started back with the Kobe announcement or the Kobe mm-hmm. moment, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but it made us really think a lot about
retirement.
And I don't want to tell you how old we are, but we're not old.
And but...
like, whoa!
It really was... I was like, okay, what, you know, should I be saving more? Where am I going to...
Yeah, I mean, I think retirement is terrifying, especially because these guys are, like, in their 30s.
Yeah.
Maybe their early 40s. Yeah. Like, they're very young.
They're very, and they're, very young.
What do you do for the next... It made me then Google NBA careers post-retirement. And you have obviously the stars, but the funny thing is there's some website, I'm sure it's a credible source, it's AKA definitely not, but it had like funny or like crazy careers that NBA stars have done, and let me be clear that none of these people were stars. It was college, got one good deal after their rookie contract, and then made a lot of money, but like one guy had a ranch in Oklahoma. Another guy had a barber shop. Like, these people have to go on and have another, 40-year career.
And I don't know. And
you know who I think is prepping himself well for retirement? I don't know when it will happen. But D-Wade has really been doing the circuit on the playoff announcing. Yeah. He's been, like, going on the
Melo
shows.
Also invests in a lot of startups.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Melo has his own VC fund. No,
they,
Melo is ready to retire. Have you seen that row?
Melo's good. But, no, it really, I mean, could you imagine? I would lose my shit if someone's like, you have to retire at 33 and figure out, like,
what to do. And you've also been, at the pinnacle of what you've done. And then go figure something else out.
And then go start another career.
Yeah.
It's just, maybe we should be talking about how all these guys are going through, like,
a midlife crisis. Well, okay. So one person I think is probably doing fine is Kobe.
Speaking of venture capital firms.
Right. Because Kobe just launched his own venture capital firm, which I feel like he'll probably crush, A, because he has what seems like very sharp instincts. And B, I feel like he will do extreme diligence on every company and do a ton of research. So I'm not that worried about Kobe,
do you know some of his current investments, what he's invested in?
I'm going to guess, what are they related to?
Sports? They're like a smattering.
Okay, hit me with some.
He is... Well, the venture capital firm, or I guess him personally, now that the venture capital firm is a thing. Video game designer, Scopely, legal services company, LegalZoom.
Oh,
which LegalZoom. I used to use in my old job. Telemarketing software firm called Ring DNA, a home juicing company called Juicero.
Juicero.
And last but not least, the Players Tribune.
Wow.
It all makes sense.
The Players Tribune.
And Kobe, remember,
he wrote that beautiful ode to basketball.
To basketball. Dear basketball.
Dear basketball.
He also, I found this amazing, I read this today. This past summer, he had been holding 6 a.m. one-on-one workouts with some of the young NBA players to help them improve their skills.
Yeah, right. Kobe to help them.
Oh, he's such a charitable man.
Such a charitable man. Okay, so two last retirements.
You just can't let go.
The next two bring me to my biggest question for you. So the other two are Tim Duncan, who just kind of like up and left at the end of the season. He was just like,
do you think he could have kept playing?
I mean, yeah, of course. Same thing with all of them, could have kept playing. My question for you, Ellie, is would you be a Kobe or a Paul Pierce where you announce and then you do a farewell tour? Or would you be a Tim Duncan, Mo Williams, Kevin Garnett, where you kind of are just like, Ellie out?
I would do the latter because I think you set yourself up for too many expectations when you announce. Mm. I think that you know when you've hit the point where you're like, okay, I've accomplished what I need to do, or like, you know, my body's done, or like, I'm done with the schedule. I don't think it needs to be. I think this, like, farewell tour thing,
yeah.
I know there's been some controversy with it in terms of, like, the MLB stars, like, A-Rod, like, A-Rod's farewell tour, and, like, Big Poppy's, like, you just said.
Cheaters.
Like, I think, or Jeter's, I'm sorry.
A-Rod got kicked out on fire.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it just, I'm one who doesn't want to create any more pressure for myself, yeah. So I would just hopefully reach a point where I'd say, listen, I've been a great NBA player for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I feel satisfied now to retire.
It's so interesting.
What do you think you would do? I think you would announce.
I'm a farewell tour girl.
Oh, and you would like write like a 10-page Ellie would write like a 10-page letter on the Players Tribune.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, I'm sorry, we don't have this much space on the
website. And I'd be like, no, just post it. Everybody'll love it. Nobody would read it. And then I would go to every stadium and I'd make like them do a full halftime show starring an entire troupe of local musicians and small children in a band. All right, so we're going to close it out.
Troupe, I automatically pictured Girl Scouts.
With another game. Anything else on retirement other than the fact that you're glad you don't have to retire for, what, 50-plus more years? How do you feel? That's the trade-off. How do you feel about working for 50 more years, Ellie?
Retirement is so stressful. But thinking about retirement was really stressful, but
but thinking about work
also,
for 50 more years?
I think it. But don't you wake up in the morning and you're like, If I don't have anything to do, like, this week has been really slow at work, and I'm like, what am I doing? I'm, like, so
anxious. Oh, yeah, I become a degenerate.
I need things to do.
Yeah, I create, I mean, we have a podcast on the side, so, yeah, I'm pretty sure we would not retire, ever.
I mean, because
I'm confident I will never retire.
Let's just make the podcast full-time.
Full-time. Full-time caster.
Full-time.
All right, so we're going to close it out with a little game about retirement. It's kind of a combo of a classic game, if you will.
I would call it a classic.
I'm sure you've played it at home. It's called Would You Rather.
I'm sure you've played it while drinking copious beverages,
right.
Actually.
And so we will ask each other a question that gives two scenarios, and then the other person is to choose which they would rather do. We'll pause so you can think it over in your head and decide which you would rather do as well. The theme is retired NBA stars.
Retirement and retired NBA stars, and some are a combination of retirement activities.
Love it.
Maybe with retired NBA stars.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Okay.
I'd like to start by giving a shout out to loyal listener who I'm making up for the fact that I said, well, we have two things we have to make up for on last week's episode. One is that we're smarter than Donald Trump, and we know that, we know our USSR,
know
former
USSR
geography.
Versus,
but thank you for the text.
Yugoslavia, and I appreciate the fact checking that was going on.
Very much live fact checking. And then, our second is that I apologize for scoffing at the idea of owning some of the Timberwolves. So,
why did you say that last
with my $100 million? Yeah, I did a bit. I was being snooty.
You're lucky KG didn't hear that shit.
I know. Maybe that's why I retired.
That's not fly.
Maybe that's why I retired. I heard it here first. I caused KG's retirement. But this is a thank you to Jonathan for your help on this, and apologies for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
No. Thanks, Jonathan.
All right, go Ellie, Timberwolves. Hit me with a question, Elle.
Okay. I think I may just come out with...
come out swinging.
Let me come out swinging. Would you rather do water aerobics with Shaq or play bocce ball with Lamar Odom?
Whew! That's really good.
Swinging.
Yeah, that's so good! Oh my god.
That might be my best
We're
one.
We're so on the same page. That's hilarious. Oh, yeah. God. I feel like Lamar in his current state would probably be very annoying to play bocce with, but that's a good sport for him. I think he could do bocce.
I think I picture him.
He's just like kind of throws it a little bit. Like not well, but he throws it. Yeah. You know, how do you beat water aerobics with Shaq?
I knew I had to pick. I knew that
like,
would be
like Lamar was the best one you could have paired him up against.
I had to counterbalance that.
So I'm picking. I mean, did you see him dance?
He's really on a tear.
He's
right
on
now.
A tear right now.
I think he's auditioning the shimmy? For Dancing with the Stars.
I think he's auditioning for his own show. I think he's breaking loose from Ernie and Co.
Shaq Nannigans.
Right? Shaq Nannigans.
Which, again, I didn't coin.
I actually think maybe you did. Mm. The Shaq thing. So Ellie wanted to...
Copyright
the term Shaq Nannigans, which is great, but I was like, Ellie, I think they already do that on TNT, but I actually don't think they do. They have a segment called Shaqed in a Fool. But I don't know that they have Shaq Nannigans, so I'll find that out for you.
Even if I didn't coin it, I will still say it.
Okay. All right, I have one.
All right,
for
so
you
pick Shaq.
I do.
Okay, good choice.
Okay. Would you rather go to North Korea with Dennis Rodman or Mexico with Donald Trump?
Wow. I thought I knew, and then I had... Oh, like, they're just trade-offs in either way.
Mm-hmm.
My gut first said Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, right?
Right.
I feel like it's Dennis safer. Rodman, North Korea. Like, they requested him.
Oh, if anyone is safe in North Korea, it's Dennis Rodman. Right. Did you ever see that Vice episode? Did you see him go there?
I didn't actually watch it, no.
Oh, I made my parents sit down and watch it with me.
Was it good? Next question.
Taking it back again... Would you rather work for Kobe's venture capital firm or be an editor / like co-contributor with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Ooh. I feel like Kareem's got enough of his stuff together. And like
he doesn't need you, but like you could be like his right-hand man.
It would be cool, but he'd always be the person with the byline, whereas I think Kobe's really like building stuff and getting after it. So I think I'm going to go work for Kobe.
So you want to work for Juice Herrero?
Yeah. I want to go... I feel like working for Kobe would make me just elevate my game by, like, 10x because you'd be so afraid of not being perfect.
Totally.
He would hold you to such
a high
standard.
He'd probably make you play one-on-one with him at 6 a.m.
And it'd be so, so good for my game.
So good.
Okay. Would you rather... deliver mail with Karl Malone.
Oh my god, why are we the same? All right, go on.
Or go sailing with the Admiral David Robinson.
That's really good. I think I'd rather go sailing with the Admiral.
All right. Is that just because you like sailing and you don't love delivering mail?
I like the idea of
the outdated,
boats. Yeah,
the antiquated
I like boats.
Idea. Would you make a music video off of it?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Boats
Great.
And hoes.
All right.
Boats and David.
Next one.
Would you rather, while we're on Karl Malone, let's just go there. Would you rather, and this is true, this is something he has done.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather drive an 18-wheeler across the country with Karl Malone?
Were you on the website where you found out that he has a wood farm?
Yeah,
he chops wood,
and
yeah.
It's like delivered by the mailman.
Yeah, he literally has his own, what's it called, when they have a lumber yard, but he actually chops and delivers the wood. What a dude.
Carl found his niche in retirement.
Yeah, he really did.
And it's in wood.
Other people should
it's
really.
It's a wood niche.
Do you think he gives seminars on like how to be a retired NBA star?
He should because he also produced a daughter who, I believe, used to play in the WNBA if she doesn't anymore.
Wow. Okay.
He produced a great athlete as well.
I love it. Keep going. What else can
I
do?
Or you could do the Amazing Race with John Stockton.
Wow, that's so good. I like we had our heads were similar.
Yeah.
Because I have another question that's gonna build off of that.
Right.
I think I'm going to, you know what? We're going to go, I'm going to go on a road trip with Carl.
I think that'd be fun.
I feel like John Stockton would be freaking annoying on The Amazing Race.
I think he'd be I'd be like, stop. I think he'd be kind of whiny.
Stop running so fast. Yeah. Stop assisting.
Stop assisting. You're a control freak. Pass the ball.
Pass the ball. Okay. So building off of your question, Ellie and I once played the game, oftentimes played as Chuck, Fuck, or Mary, but that's inappropriate. So we played it as Mary. I can't remember what the make love to. I don't know, whatever.
Mary.
One time love. Let's call it that. Or go on the Amazing Race with. Yeah, or go on the Amazing Race with.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're going to keep it very contemporary. Mary, one time love, or go on the Amazing Race with Kobe, Tim, or KG.
Kobe, Tim, or KG.
Yeah, Tim Duncan. I realize Tim is a vague name.
Alright, I think I'd marry...
Kobe, yeah, I totally get it.
No. I'd marry... Tim Duncan.
Mm-hmm. Despite his recent leaving of Amy.
Despite.
Okay.
He seems the least likely to cheat on me, right?
And then, I might go KG there, but do you?
Yeah, you might.
Keep going. Sorry.
Okay.
This is your answer.
I'm going to marry Tim.
Okay.
And then I think I want... I'm thinking purely in competitiveness.
Yeah.
I think I'd pick Kobe for The Amazing Race. I wanted KG, because that's still a great story.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is a very
I think if, you know, I'm being logical here, I can make money from The Amazing Race.
Yeah, the only thing I'd say is, like,
Kobe would put me on his back.
KG is a real competitor, too.
You're right.
And Kobe's a handsome man.
Yeah, but, like, can KG fit in... KG's a little too tall.
KG probably couldn't do half of the activities.
Can KG drive a stick shift in Morocco when we're in a hatchback? I don't think he can.
Let's comment that in his Instagram photos. Tick pics with a T. Tick pics, we're coming in for you.
Would you rather spend a whole day with Michael Jordan or spend a whole day with Larsa and the Pippen family?
I actually wanted to ask who if you would rather go on vacation with Scotty and his family. I couldn't think of another good family.
I couldn't even think of it. I thought this was good because it was the Bulls.
Yeah. No, that is good. That's a good
And Michael pairing. Jordan. A lot of people would kill to spend a day with Michael
Jordan. I think I'm going to go Jordan unless Larsa was with Kim. Mm. And then I'd go Larsa.
If Larsa had a lunch date with Kim, yeah, that'd be different.
Yeah, totally. Because Lala would probably be there too.
Although MJ, I haven't heard wonderful things about.
Right. So. Then I'll ask you my next question, which seems ridiculous on its face.
Okay.
But I think actually is a hard thing to answer.
Okay.
Would you rather be Del Curry or Michael Jordan? That's a Charlotte Hornets. One is an announcer for the Charlotte Hornets. One owns them. But still, who would you rather be? I think it's a hard question.
I know the answer. That's really hard.
Isn't it hard?
But because I know too much. I wish I was more ignorant. I just, the sensible side of me says I'd want to be Del Curry, because I know Michael Jordan has all kinds of issues.
Yeah, right? And Del Curry has, like, a lovely family, and he has great kids, he seems so happy.
But would I love to be Michael Jordan in the 90s? Yeah,
right. I know, it's just so hard.
That's really hard.
Greedy, Power, watch it on Stars, binge it with me.
Gambling.
Doesn't that seem like a ridiculous question, but it's actually hard?
It's hard because... I think we're too rational.
Well, circa 1994, that would have been an absurd question to ask anyone.
Right.
But circa 2016, I don't know.
MJ.
Del Curry's living the life.
MJ's cray. Del Curry's
Sonya
got a nice
Curry
family.
Is the hottest woman to hit the internet in a long time.
Yeah. Good looking family.
Good looking family. Yeah,
I don't know. That's a tough one. Speaking of family, would you rather smoke weed with Bill Walton or with Luke Walton?
Wow, I don't know. I'm not really a weed smoker, so I don't really know.
It's a hypothetical question.
No, wait, I get that part.
I'm
trying to decide.
I'm not a pothead, everybody.
I'm trying to decide,
though. I'm very straight edge.
No, I am. I'm so nerdy. But I'm trying to decide that part. I don't know how it would impact the situation. So I'm going to go with I'd rather hang out with Luke Walton because he's so weird. Sorry,
I meant Bill Walton.
Sorry, I meant Bill Walton.
Oh, yeah.
Luke Walton seems like a normal dude. He's weird, but he's normal, and he's young. Bill Walton is a total whack job, and I'd really like to hang out with
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good.
My next question is...
I would say that, because I would obviously pick Luke Walton, and then right. we talk about peanut butter and jelly.
Shoot, I have so many good ones. Okay, would you rather be married by Charles Barkley or Muggsy Bogues?
That's a good one, but my love for Charles is too strong.
I know. I didn't pair him up with the right person.
That's okay. Who could I have paired him up with?
Okay, so then, you know what? I'm going to scrap my other question, which was, because you already kind of asked me something. Would you rather go camping with Shaq or eat cheesesteaks with AI? And I'm going to ask you, would you rather be married by Charles Barkley or Allen Iverson? Because I think that's harder.
Yeah, that is harder.
Like, officiating the ceremony.
In some ways, I think AI would do a much better job. Right. Because he would take it very seriously. That being said, I would be taller than him.
Right. Well, that was kind of what I was thinking with Muggsy. And you'd be like, nobody could see him.
It'd be comical.
It'd be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd pick AI. All
right.
Because I think Charles... Can I just ask you this other one really quickly?
Of course. And then you can ask me
more.
All of them. This is the most one I've had all week.
I already used Shaq, but I said, would you rather... star in a movie with Shaq, and when I say star, I mean maybe a cameo.
Would it be Kazam 2?
Possibly.
Okay, cool.
Or have a standing weekly phone date with Charles Barkley.
Yeah, weekly phone date with
right?
Charles Barkley.
Okay. That's a, maybe that was
it's, no, no, no. I mean, that's good, because one, like, I'm in a movie with Shaq, so I'm Shaq
and
a fool.
And it's Kazam 2.
I'm Shaq and a fool, but I feel like getting a little bit of Chuck in your life every week would probably make you a much better person.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, can I... One more. Do you have more for me?
Yeah.
All right, go. And then I'll...
Okay.
I'll get you back.
Would you rather do that, drunk painting class that middle-aged women do?
Paint night?
Yeah, paint night with Reggie Miller. Or yoga with Steve Nash. This is your middle-aged woman debacle.
This one's good.
Aren't they both kind of middle-aged women in your mind?
I mean, yoga, like, Steve Nash definitely does yoga, like, four times a
week. Yeah, he does, because his ex-wife does yoga with my aunt in Phoenix.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she was dating her yoga instructor for a while after they got divorced.
Oh, God.
Maybe that's a secret? Hey!
She just married someone. Could have been the yoga instructor. Got engaged. I think I would do... I like Steve Nash a lot, and
yeah.
I, like, actually have a Steve Nash question for you.
Great.
But, I think I would do paint night with Reggie Miller, because he yeah. would talk shit the whole time, and it'd be amazing.
Right. But also...
He would, like, talk shit about, like, how shitty my painting was compared to his.
Yeah, like, it would be elitist and boring
and
shit, but it'd be funny.
And we'd, like, get drunk off wine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
We totally do.
All right, hit me with the last one or two.
Let's see... Well, Dirk isn't retired, but I did say, would you rather play soccer with Steve Nash, whose brother
yeah.
was a professional soccer player?
I go to his charity soccer tournament every year in New York, where I scam on weird NBA, or I scam on NBA players through a fence.
Yeah.
It's an annual tradition. If you want to come with me next year, just tweet at me.
And you can just, like,
it's in Roosevelt Park in New York City. It's free. It's awesome.
And if you just need to get their attention, just yell, holy shit!
Yeah.
play soccer with Steve Nash, or play tennis with Dirk. Like, one game.
Well, so weirdly, I saw Dirk play soccer at Steve Nash's soccer game two years ago.
Full circle.
I'm going to play tennis with Dirk, though. Steve Nash is good at soccer. That's intimidating.
Oh, yeah. He's right. Really good.
Last one. We both have to answer this one.
This isn't great. Would you rather live in this place called The Villages, which is the world's largest retirement community?
Oh, okay.
Or, I'm sorry.
Where is
it? U.S. It's the largest retirement community in the United States.
Where is
it? In Central Florida.
Okay.
Or...
Central Florida, people.
Yeah, it's not...
It's not
on the
coastal.
Coast, but there are a lot of lakes.
Okay.
Or swamps.
Keep going.
Or would you rather retire to a small cabin somewhere cold, say, I'm going to give you three options, Alaska, Maine, or Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm definitely going Central Florida.
You would go Central Florida?
100%.
But I feel like you don't like, Florida's not your gig.
I mean, it's not, nor, like, remote cabins. Like, they have malls in Florida and movie theaters, and it's warm.
Okay.
Florida, 100%. What about you?
I would do Florida, too.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about Florida.
Yeah.
I'm a big proponent.
All right, y'all. Have a great weekend. Text us. Tweet at us. We'll be in Florida, so.
We'll be retiring, planning our retirements.
Bye.
Bye.